In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The problem with everyone else in the world is that they're not like me. You knew that, right? That's the whole problem. You've wondered, I know you all have, just like I, you've wondered, what's wrong with all these crazy people in the world, right? What's wrong with all of them? Well, here is your answer. I've given it to you as you know well enough yourself. That if everyone was just more like you and me, then the world would be so much better. Is that right? You know what I'm talking about, right? No, of course it's not right, but we do think it. We do think it, and we act like it. And there's times we can't imagine, why doesn't everybody just do what we do, right? Why do they act like they do? Why aren't they more like us? However, then we'll have one of our better moments, and we realize, wait a minute, that's a big lie, isn't it? Because if everyone actually was more like me, then the world would be much worse, not better. We all, in our better moments, realize that the world is actually blessed that we're all very different. Now, that obviously is kind of common sense, worldly wisdom, whatever you want to call it. But now I would like to ask you to see the same thing this morning about God Himself. Not just about other people. Don't just realize that we have this tendency to think everybody should be like us. Now realize we have the same tendency with God, to think that God should be like us. But He is not. God is not like you. He doesn't do things the way you do them. He doesn't see things the way you see them. He doesn't think about things the way you think about them. And that's why many people in the world do not like God. At least they're honest. They don't like God. That's why many people don't believe in Him, want nothing to do with Him, because He's not like them. And they think the world would be a whole lot better if God were more like them. But He's not. So they don't believe in Him. Well, just like I told you, it's a good thing that everybody else is not like you and me. It's a really good thing that God isn't also. Because just think, if God were like you or me, then would the world really be better? No, of course not. Now, I bring this up because I want, you know, we need to understand something about the parables of Jesus. You know, there is no doubt this parable that you heard me read today is a hard parable. No one would doubt that. The parable of the shrewd manager is a little bit hard for us to totally understand what we're being taught there. But there's something that's in all the parables that we should always recognize. And that is that and this is not me telling you, this is Jesus. He tells us this about the parables. They ask Him, why do you talk in parables? And He explains that the parables are always designed to hide something, to show us that God is not like us, that His ways are not like our ways. And because it's so hard for us to understand that, He talked in parables often. So if you really look at parables closely, you know, you look at some of the parables you know pretty well, if you look at them closely, there's almost always something very surprising in there. Something that we say, wow, that's not how we would do it. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because God doesn't do things the way we do them. So let me give you a very clear example. Before this parable, the parable of the shrewd manager, we have the parable of the prodigal son. And that one, pretty much all of us can be familiar with. The son that tells dad, I want my inheritance right now. He takes it, and then he goes and blows it all, and then comes back, crawling back on his knees, you know, wants his dad to make him a servant. Okay, so here's a parable that we all think, oh yeah, we all know what that is. We all understand that. But we've kind of forgotten how surprising it really is, how much God is not like us. Because if we heard about a son that told his dad, I want all my money right now, I wish you were dead so I could just have my money, takes it all, blows it, and then comes crawling back home, what would we say dad should do with him? None of you would say, let's throw him a party. Okay, nobody does that. God does, but we certainly don't. But see how we've become so used to it that we kind of forget that God is not like us. If that actually happened and this son comes crawling back to dad, we'd say, you better teach him a lesson. You know, you better tell him I told you so, right? Make him earn back your trust and your respect. But no, God doesn't do that. He throws a party and forgives him. So right after that, this parable where God says, hey, I'm not like you guys, then he gives us another one, the parable of the shrewd manager, which basically is just doubling up on this, that God is not like us. So now I'd quickly remind you of the details of this and just think how much this is not like anything we would ever do. Okay, in the parable, there's a manager who's found, his boss finds out he's wasting all the money. He's stealing from him. So the boss says, I'm sorry, but you can't work for me anymore. And you're going to have to turn in the books. Now, right there, yeah, we agree with that. Sure, we would definitely fire him. But we wouldn't let the guy hold on to the books for a week. Wouldn't let him try to cook it up. But that's what this boss does. He says, I need you to get the books to me, and then lets the guy go. Well, the guy goes out, and he steals more money. Right? He goes out and goes to these farmers and says, hey, you owe such and such, but just pay half of it, so he can make friends with them so they'll take him into their houses. So after all this, he comes back to the boss, and the boss says what? If it were us, now we'd probably be suing the guy. We'd be kicking him to the curb, right? But no, this boss actually commends him, praises him, says, wow, nice job. Now, this is just nonsensical to us. Just think of something that might happen today. I was trying to think, what would be an example would be kind of close. Let's say we have a city manager of like El Paso or Gridley, and the city finds out they've been stealing money from the city. Well, of course, we say you're fired, right? But then we don't let them keep the checkbook. And then they go around and cut a bunch of deals with their friends, right? Steal more money from the city. And then what are we going to say? Wow, that was really wise. That was shrewd. Nice job. Nobody would do that. So here we have this parable telling us, right in our face, we're not like God. And God is not like us, right? And the point is, the parable is supposed to teach you about God's mercy. Mercy. Not punishment, not revenge, not giving him his due, not sticking it to him. None of that. Mercy. See, the Pharisees, who you, as you know, are the bad guys, they're hanging around Jesus as he's telling this parable. They thought that God should take all these low-life sinners, all these, rabble that's always hanging around, and God should really stick it to them. He should give them what they deserve, which of course is hell, and give them, the good guys, in their minds, they should, get the reward, get heaven. And generally, that's what we think too. Hey, what about someone like a rapist? If you were God, what would you do with a rapist? Right? What should we do with them? Give them his due, right? Well, I definitely know one thing. We would not throw him a party. We definitely wouldn't commend him. Or what about a guy like Dylan Roof? This is a few years ago now, but I bet you remember the name. He went into a church and kills 9 people in a church in Charleston, South Carolina. If you were God, what would you do with him? What about a terrorist, someone who kills Christians simply because they're Christians? Or even just kills other Muslims because they're not the right Muslims. What should we do with them? Well, I'll tell you one thing we wouldn't do with them. We wouldn't go and send our son to die for them. That we would not do. You don't give a chance to horrible people like that to turn and receive mercy, do you? No, we don't, because we're not God. God does. And this really is the surprising twist in this parable of the shrewd manager. The manager wastes his money, then tries to save his own skin, and instead of a boss who's ready to kill him, he gets a smiling boss who says, "Wow, that was really shrewd." God does not give sinners what we're due. I mean, we have to just understand this. If he did, we'd all be fired and kicked to the curb. He doesn't give us what we deserve. That's what mercy is, not giving us what we really deserve. We would, but not God. He's not like us. He's a God of mercy. And isn't it just unbelievable to think that we would ever get before God and he would commend us, which commend, we don't use that word a lot in English, but praise us, that he would praise you and me, that one day you are going to go before the Father in heaven and he will praise you. That's unbelievable. That's the surprising thing about God's mercy. Now, let me try one more. I'll put this one more way to see, try and see, show you how surprising this is. And think about it this way, that God doesn't seem to care about his own honor. How could any God do this? Let thieves, rapists, murderers, terrorists, gossips, abortionists, homosexuals, men who abuse their wives, men who abuse children, women who abuse children, alcoholics, drug addicts, and the list goes on. How could he let all of them turn to Jesus Christ in faith, and then he simply forgives them and commends them? Where's his honor? How can he let poor, miserable people like you and me in? And not only forgive us, but commend us and say, "My beloved child, I love you." Well, your answer is, to beat a dead horse, God isn't like us. He just isn't. Praise the Lord, he's not like us. He is full of mercy. And that's really where real wisdom lies. See, in the world, worldly wisdom says you always give people what they deserve. That's not God's wisdom. Real wisdom is hidden in mercy. So sometimes you and I, we get the wrong idea. We think that we're good Christians and we better not be seen being too nice to other people that are sinners. People might get the wrong idea, you know. Hey, I'm a pastor. I can't be seen being too nice to those. Or I'm a member of Trinity Lutheran, right? I'm a good Christian. I can't hang around or look like I'm approving of what they do. You see how we get? But God's not like that. He's not afraid to hang around with us. He's not worried about his honor or his reputation, because that's all sealed up in Jesus. No, he's glad to hang around with us, glad to commend us and forgive us. And that's a lesson we have to learn. That's true wisdom. True wisdom is showing mercy to others. Not sticking it to them, not getting even with them, not making sure so-and-so gets what's coming to them. No, true wisdom, godly wisdom, is being merciful and loving. And so we who are truly wise will look to show mercy by forgiving and loving. So I started out by telling you the problem with everyone else in the world is they're not like you and me. But of course, you know, actually, the problem with everyone else in the world is they're just like you and me. And we, just as God has shown us incredible mercy, we realize that's our true wisdom in showing mercy and love as he has shown it to us. That's the way of our Savior Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.